Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Anthony Giuliano, and I am so excited to be here today to shed some light on the Shadow DOM. But before I do that, let me introduce myself. Like I said, my name is Anthony Giuliano, and I work at Ionic, a company that is making app development accessible for everyone. At Ionic, I serve as the developer advocate for Stencil, one of our technologies. And today we're actually going to be talking a little bit about Stencil. But before we start, I want to let you know that if you have any questions about the Shadow DOM or Stencil, please feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at A, that's 2 underscores, Giuliano. I'm always happy to answer any questions. All right, let's get into it. So the Shadow DOM, what exactly is it? Well, there are a lot of ways that we can define the Shadow DOM, but I really like this one, that the Shadow DOM is an API built into the browser that allows for DOM encapsulation and style encapsulation. In other words, the Shadow DOM allows us to create a local scope for parts of our DOM. In doing so, we're able to separate parts of the DOM so that their styles and their markup don't interfere with other parts of the DOM. The big takeaway point and the thing I want to get across here is that the Shadow DOM equals encapsulation. Now, definitions are a great place to start, but if you're anything like me, you might prefer a visual explanation. So, whenever we're talking about the Shadow DOM, it's really important that we also talk about the Light DOM. The Light DOM is the DOM that we all know and love, the DOM that we're familiar with. So, you'll see here in this representation, we have our Light DOM represented in its tree structure. So, we have our parent document node, and then below that, we have all of our child nodes. And you'll notice as you're looking at this that one of these nodes is a little unique, and that's the shadow host. Now, this shadow host is going to point to a shadow root. And under that shadow root, we're going to have children that are our common HTML elements, things like an image or a paragraph. And what's most important about this diagram is this dotted border around the shadow root and its child elements. The border here is meant to represent the shadow boundary. And what happens here inside the shadow boundary is this is where we get that encapsulation effect. So all of these styles and functionality from these elements under the shadow root can't pass through the shadow boundary. Now, that's how the Shadow DOM works and how it's structured, and that's all well and good, but you might be wondering why encapsulation is even useful. Why would we ever want to use the Shadow DOM in the first place? And one of the best use cases for the Shadow DOM, in my opinion, is in the context of design systems and component libraries, sets of reusable UI components that we want to use in different parts of our application, or maybe even components that we want to share across different applications. So, I want you to imagine that you're building a design system or a component library. The thing is, you don't know exactly how your components are going to be used by the applications that they're consumed in. And because of that uncertainty, we need to make sure that our components are really robust. In other words, we need to ensure that when our components are used in an application, they won't be changed or affected by the context of the application that they're in. And also on the inverse side of things, we need to make sure that our components aren't going to affect the application that they're in any way. And this is exactly what the Shadow DOM allows us to do. This is the kind of functionality that it provides via encapsulation. Because when we use the Shadow DOM, we as component authors can have confidence that our components are going to work properly and as expected, no matter the kind of context that they're in. So, today in this talk, we're going to be building a bit of a mini design system, and we're going to be building out some components using the Shadow DOM. Now, when it comes to building a component library or a design system, my tool of choice is going to be Stencil. Stencil is a web components compiler that offers a lot of features and niceties that really make creating web components a bit easier and more familiar. The nice thing is that when we're building web components, we'll be able to use them in whatever kind of front-end framework we want, and Stencil offers a lot of features to make that process really easy and seamless for us. But perhaps the most important part or the most relevant part to this talk, is that Stencil makes it really easy for us to use the Shadow DOM, for us to enable it. And we can see that in this kind of component that I have set up here as an example. I've highlighted this Shadow True option.